This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. I'm Terry Stevens. Tonight's guest is a repeat offender on 13 Questions, a founding member of Cannibal Corpse who wrote the blueprint for extreme death metal back in the day. He then went on to form 6 Feet Under. They're back with a brand new album, Unborn, due out March 19th. Here to talk about the album and whatever other random stuff we come up with, Chris Barnes. Welcome back to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. How you doing, man?
Good, Terry. How you doing, man?
All right. Now, Chris, the last time you and I spoke, it was back in May of 2012, and you were getting ready to, you were just getting set to release Undead. Was the new album, Unborn, already in the works back then?
Yes. And the next album is already in the works right now, so... You know, we're always living about a year in advance, and, you know, it's not uncommon for any album. There was a lot of the structure of Unborn was there when we were working on and producing and recording Undead. So we had a lot of material that I felt was just unbelievable, and we had to try to find a way to... link both albums and make the whole album and a subtle concept album in some way.
Well, you didn't let on that there would be a sequel at all. You had a real poker face. Either that, or we were talking pretty close to 420 there. I thought maybe you just forgot that there was a trilogy or something or a sequel.
That could be too, man. But maybe you just didn't ask the right question, Terry.
That could be. I mean, nobody comes here for expert journalism. That's for damn sure. Now let's talk about the new single real quick. Zombie Blood Curse. We have to ask Chris Barnes. Are you a fan of The Walking Dead?
You know what? I am. I'm not. I hate to say it because everyone digs that show. Watch one episode and. It's always because the main character, he always cries, and he's always like, look like he's about to burn down, and it's just too much for me, man. I can't take that. But no, I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously a great show, but I tend to gravitate towards stuff like Moonshiners, so, you know, that's my mentality when it comes to TV and like being captivated.
I feel you. I mean, the thing is with that show, you have to catch the right episode, because some episodes they're going through and they're waylaying zombies left and right, and then the other episodes, you're right, it's crying and sobbing. I mean,
for
a show about the zombie apocalypse, I was kind of hoping for a few more zombies.
Yeah, a little touch crying on his part, and you know, that's what's kept me away from it. But I'll probably eventually end up watching it like I did 6 Feet Under, because I banned that from my house forever. And then my girlfriend was like, all right, I'll sit here and watch it. And, you know, then 5 days later, I was probably 75% through a box that I ran down to Best Buy to pick up. So
I'm just surprised that you put off watching it that long. I mean, it's 6 feet. Were you mad because you felt they owed you a royalty?
Well, at least an apology for stealing the name of my band, you know.
At least they could have put you on the soundtrack, so you could have got some ASCAP BMI fees or something, you know?
Not something. At least, you know, anything would have been nice. You know, I ended up being wrong about the show. I ended up loving it, even though that all those sour grapes, you know.
Now, hold up, brother. I am a married man, and I'm going to tell you right now, your girlfriend, you've probably been wrong with her before, am I right?
Oh, I've been wrong many times with women. So, you know, it's not anything surprising to me or to any of us that are with women. They're all crazy.
So now hold up there, brother. Now Valentine's Day is coming up tomorrow here. We're recording this on the 13th of February. Is Chris Barnes a romantic? I mean, do you got big plans here?
You know, I'm not really. I don't really know what to do, like, you know, most everybody. So I'll probably make some really nice dinner for her or something like that. So that's, you know, that means some more than some flowers that are just going to die or something.
You know. I guess that's a very existential gift, you know. You know, this is.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm going to. Yeah, she had a good Christmas, so I'm kind of worn out from all that right now. And we're just going to have a quiet, nice night, and I watch some movies and stuff like that.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9, and online at rock947.com. Our interview with Chris Barnes of 6 Feet Under continues.
Let's move on to another topic that is near and dear to your heart. The marijuana legalization is happening on the state level in Washington and Colorado as of last year. Are these the first two stops on the what is surely an upcoming tour to support unborn?
Well, I might take it a little farther than that. I might move to in Washington. So that, you know, it's man, it's like something I've been waiting for my whole life, pretty much. And it's so amazing that those states are so progressive in their belief and knowledge that plant can help benefit economics, as well as take a lot of people that don't deserve to be in prison out of prison, you know?
Oh, for sure. I'm taking a psychology course, and we had to have like a class discussion about weed or whatever. And I swear to God, one gal actually said, "Well, how will we explain this to our children?" And I'm thinking, lady, if you can't explain to your stupid, ugly kid why pot should be illegal, that's not a good enough reason to lock up people for smoking weed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, man. I mean, where does it end? You know, it's just strange to me. It's such hypocrisy, and it's sad that someone like that actually has been brainwashed into thinking that smoking something that's not dangerous is bad for the world. You know, I mean, she should have said, how do we explain to our children not to smoke cigarettes and tobacco, because that kills more people
than for sure.
anything else that we put into our bodies, you know? I mean, it's propaganda deservedly coming to an end, hopefully, here with places like Washington and Colorado.
I don't know about you, brother, but I can't wait to see the first Super Bowl ad for weed. I that's going to be great. Can you imagine?
That would be amazing.
We need to get Chris Barnes in the director's chair for that one. That needs to happen.
I'll definitely be smoking a Super Bowl.
I see what you did there. But seriously, now tour plans. Let's talk tour plans. Are you guys hitting the road for Unborn here?
Yeah, we've got a lot of touring coming up. Starting next week, we're going to Australia for Soundwave with Metallica, Slayer, and like 70 other bands. And doing that whole thing down there. And then coming back, doing a show down in Mexico with Motorhead and Anthrax. Been in Hellfest at the end of May. June, we're going to be heading over for Hellfest in France and a couple other festivals and some club dates. And then July, we're going to block out for a full U.S. tour. So that's going to be announced real soon. And we're looking forward to it, man. It's really been a lot of good interest in the band with the new album. And we're just going to continue to and keeping people's faces, even the people that don't want to see or hear about me anymore.
Well, you know, if it's any consolation, man, I had Jeff Tate on the show like a week after that whole story broke with the whole pulling a knife and all that. So don't worry. I know how to do a low drama interview. It's going to be fine.
Okay. All right.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem.
Excellent.
You've been doing this for a while, but I'll tell you what, Undead, it was so well received by the album reviewers and the critics and the press. I mean, is that something you read up on?
Oh, it's like a double-edged sword, because, you know, I'm curious like anyone else. I'm going to do that. I'm going to look and see what people are saying, thinking about and feeling them or something. So I do look at it, and, you know, no matter if there's 1,000 awesome reviews, I always gravitate towards bad reviews that are just digging into me, and it just, because it kind of, you know, it grinds at me a little bit. But, you know, I mean, I can always go back to the whole thought of I'm not everyone, and I liked what I did, and, you know, I'm sorry that they didn't get it, or they have such hard feelings against me, you know, they want to be, you know, really biased about a certain thing when everyone else is digging it. So, I mean, I look at it, I should be mad, I shouldn't get stressed out about it, because it is what it is. And, you know, I don't like a lot of people out there either, so I can kind of relate to why people wouldn't like me. So that's just part of being in this business. And my skin has been tested and is pretty thick from the early years of Cannibal Corpse, when no one liked me then either, but thanks to all that early Cannibal Corpse is the best thing ever. So who knows, you know, it's a weird, wacky world we all live in.
Now, you're going to be hitting the road when you do with a revamped 6 Feet Under lineup. Now, here's the question. What does it take to be a member of the band?
You have to have the, you know, worst taste in humor and you know, it's possible. So that's pretty much what links all of us together. We have a strange, dry, horrible, disgusting sense of humor. And I think Ola really took the icing on the cake when he joined the band. He's definitely, you know, one of a kind. She's just, you know, it's just the guys I'm involved with right now. And, we're having a good time together. So that's it, man. It's just, and I think that's it. We have to be lighthearted about what we do, because it's intense and it's pretty grueling after a while being on the road.
For sure. How did Ben Savage of Whitechapel fit in with the mix there?
Well, Ben, when I started writing Undead and Unborn together, I was just like thinking of other writers, and his name came up between myself and Mike Failey at the label. And you know, I was a fan of Whitechapel, and we got in contact with Ben, and I started talking to him and telling him what my ideas were, and he was really stoked about it and just wanted to be involved, and sent me some songs that I thought were really incredible and had such a beautifully creepy, different sound to them that I just felt drawn to the work he was doing. And I just really wanted to include it all because I felt it was really strong material.
After all these years of doing 6 Feet Under, is it still refreshing to know that, hey, there's still these new sounds, these new inspirations out there that you can draw off of?
Yeah, it's really refreshing to know that I have the freedom to kind of go different places to find those songs and to unleash those ideas and thoughts through those songs, you know, within myself from those different writers, and really, you know, it is exciting, and I love writing music and coming up with stuff or being involved in it. And it just never ends. I'm always in search of that perfect song, and you know, maybe I came a little with, you know, stuff like Zombie Blood Curse and stuff like that. One of my favorites that I've done. So
Here's the question, though. I ask this of a lot of writers, and I can hear seagulls calling in the background here, so I'm guessing you're hanging out on a beach somewhere.
No, just my back. For some reason, there's seagulls around.
Now, here's the question, though, Chris. Where is the most unlikely source of inspiration that you found for a song? Something that a 6 Feet Under fan would never think inspired one of their favorite songs.
Well, I don't really gain inspiration like that, man. It's like, like I look at something and just say, oh, I'm gonna outline that as a song or something. It's really I kind of really just gain my inspiration from the music, and I let that particular piece take me on a journey of imagination, and for some reason I can pull that out and put it to a rhythm. I don't know how, I don't know why. I'm not the smartest guy around, and I never claimed to be, but for some reason I have an ability for that, letting that flow through my body and out to a speaker and onto a composition. So I don't know how I gain inspiration. It's not as concrete as what I think from the way I do things. It's more of a a filtering process. One of the things that I've seen or have kind of, you know, witnessed physically or thought of over the years comes out of me in a certain way. But I don't try to break it down. It's only when you guys kind of ask me questions like this that I start wondering myself, but it's kind of weird.
Oh, great. So, I'm sorry. I'm going to have you preoccupied for the rest of the night now, man. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
The girlfriend's going to ask, what are you thinking about? I don't know. Some jackass DJ asked me about songwriting, and now I'm deconstructing myself. And ask the bong.
That bastard.
Yeah. The last time you were on for a 13 Questions interview, we did a thing involving merchandising for the band, and thanks to the new album coming out, we have discovered some products in our R&D department that we think that 6 feet Under could put on the merch table and make mad money off of. Now, we need to get your seal of approval on these. So are you ready, Chris?
Yeah, I'm sure I am ready.
Okay, perfect. Now, the first product is Unshorn. It's a male pattern baldness treatment that you can sell to some of the older metalheads that are starting to go thin on top. So the Unshorn.
I may buy that myself in a few months here. Who knows?
Okay, perfect. We got that. Now, running around on stage and everything, you might have a need for this too. Uncorn, corn removal treatment for your feet.
That could work. I like that, and it definitely has a ring to it. So
perfect. All right, we got one more for you. Unporn. It's a program that gets rid of all that dodgy porn history from your computer.
That would definitely be helpful. I would buy that as well.
3 for 3, people. We are 3 for 3.
Good stuff.
Beautiful. That is Chris Barnes of 6 Feet Under. Their latest album, Unborn, it hits stores on March 19th. Chris, thanks so much for being a repeat offender on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
No problem, Terry. I appreciate it once again. Thanks for a great interview, and see you guys later.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight on Rock 94.7, 102.9, and online at rock947.com. Next time you're on Facebook, give Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare a like. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at TerryRock947. Circle me on Google+. You can listen to other 13 Questions interviews that we've done with other artists online at rock947.com. And make sure you download the new Rock 94.7 Google Android app from the Google Play Store. Thanks again for listening.